James, thank you so much for joining me. Everyone's arrived in camp. How does it feel to be back with the youth national team?
Good. It's been great. The competition level here has been high. Everyone's ready and everyone's competing for their spots.
And what's the vibe like at the moment, especially given there are a few new faces?
Look, all of us are very excited. We've all been working hard. And everyone's just made each other feel welcome because we've all got the same goal in the end, and it's to qualify for a World Cup.
And James, you've done that in the past with the under-17 Joeys. Just a word on the current Joeys squad qualifying for the World Cup in Peru next year.
Yeah, look, that's fantastic. I'm proud for them boys. It's a massive learning curve for them. Hopefully, it can become religious that every Joeys can qualify for their World Cup. So I'm very happy for them.
And James, like obviously you've been to the under-17 FIFA World Cup in Chile. How can you draw on your experience then and use that moving forward, heading into these World Cup qualifiers with the young Socceroos?
Look, I think at the end of the day, your level's just increasing in terms of your age group and stuff like that. But I think if you just look at it as just another football match, it's obviously an honour and stuff like that. But I think you just got to continue to just be focused and work hard. So, yeah.
We're just a week out until the opening match against Korea Republic. From your perspective, you're one of the only players on the pitch that can see the whole game. How important for you is it to organise and communicate the players in front of you?
Look, it's very important. We've been going through all of our set pieces, and for me and all the other goalkeepers, we've got to know everyone's role. So we play a massive role. So all of us are switched on and focused so we can do the best we can to qualify for this World Cup.
And you're just a week away, but before the opening match, you have a few friendlies?
Yeah, that's right. So today, this afternoon, we play Joa, and then we play the Singapore under-21 national team in a couple of days after that. So we're looking forward to that, and it'll be a good hit out.
And some of the boys you already know from Melbourne City, does that make it any easier?
Yeah, for sure. But I feel like the group's already has that family vibe. We've played with a couple of boys before. All of us know each other's faces. It's like catching up with family every few months or so. So yeah, it does make it easier. But I feel like all the boys are pretty comfortable being in this environment as it stands.
You're obviously at Melbourne City and you've been there since you left the AIS. What's it like to work with City's new recruit, Mark Birigidi?
Yeah, he's a top guy. I've already learnt so much off him. All the goalkeepers that I've worked with there have really helped me out. But Mark's a really good guy. I've learnt a lot off him, and same with Eugene as well. So, yeah, he's a good guy.
What in particular have you learnt, and what area of your own game have you strengthened?
Look, a lot of things in general. It's more of just a discussion. Things like maybe changing your set position, trying to find things that work for you. But for me, in general, the things that I've improved on is just my general play, a bit more calm on the ball, and which comes with the experience. So obviously there's a lot more to improve on, but as time goes on, it will come.
And James, we see quite a lot of different styles with goalkeepers these days. You've got your Matty Ryans, who are more of a sweeper. Do you kind of take that approach as well?
Yeah, of course. I feel like if you can fill out your whole package, gives you the best chance to get a starting spot somewhere, anywhere in the world, even now with the 20. So I think ideally us young goalkeepers, we need to fill that package as much as we can, whether it's to be a shot stopper, to be a sweeper keeper. So So, yeah, of course, I think everyone's on that same boat.
And we know how it is tough for goalkeepers to get a chance because there is only one of you on the pitch and positions are few and far in between.
I feel like you just got to be patient and continue working hard.
One other thing that isn't really uncommon for matches in the AFC Championship is to go into penalties. Do you work on that much in training?
Yeah, I love penalties. I feel like it's a great moment for the goalkeeper to shine. And it's a good feeling saving them. It's like scoring a goal for an outfield player. So, yeah, we do work on them.
I don't know if there are any Korean, Vietnamese or Jordan people listening. I won't tell them your secrets, but how do you kind of take on a penalty shootout? Do you just look at which way the striker...
There's plenty of things. We study like every other team does. We work out who they take, which side they go, how often they go. And so there's plenty of things that come into play. But I feel like it's just instinct on the day.
And James, preparation is key with these qualifiers and qualifying for a Youth World Cup. Do you feel like you've had a sufficient amount of preparation leading into the AFC Under-19 Championship?
Of course. Everyone's all ready. Everyone's got the right mentality. I think everyone's very confident going into these qualifiers.
And how was it to work under Ante Milicic?
Yeah, he's great. He's, changed the vibe in camp. He says there's no rules, you just got to have standards, which everyone's latched onto, and it's been great. I really like working under him.
And James, is there much to adapt to from club life to the national team?
To be honest, it's pretty similar. They're both pretty professional environments, so not really. It's the same. Even if when you travel with the first team with Melbourne City, it's basically the same. You've got your breakfast, your lunch, you got to weigh in, etc. So it's all pretty similar, to be fair.
Before I let you go, I know with the Joeys, one aspect wasn't. It wasn't only just qualifying for the World Cup, but it was also to win the AFC Championship. Is that the same goal for the young Socceroos?
Yeah, of course, 100% it is, and yeah, that's a given. You're gonna every tournament we enter, we're always gonna want to win. 100%, that's a given.
Well, James, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure to chat to you, and I certainly wish you all the very best for the upcoming qualifiers.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.